Christian Zadak, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When I step back and consider the world, the magnitude of the universe, the depth of our souls, I am always struck by this tension. Everything is so foundationally beautiful and so fragile. It seems both like it has endured for eons and like it could all come apart in a moment. The psalmist said, human beings are like the grass that grows and fades and dies unremembered. How do we cope with the magnitude and the absurdity of life? There's nothing that gives me hope quite like the faithfulness of God. The God who created us and sustains us, who keeps the whole universe turning, this God does not fail. He doesn't falter. He never lets us down. This is a truth we deeply hold to. I wonder, though, if that truth doesn't recede to the back of our minds or fade away a bit when we experience trouble. If God is so faithful, why do I have so many problems? Why am I sick? Why did my car just get totaled? Why am I unhappy? Sometimes our problems overwhelm us, and if we give them permission, those feelings might lead us to doubt God's faithfulness. Perhaps we wonder if he is even good at all. The writer of Lamentations was very familiar with trials and struggle and sorrow. It's right there in the name, Lamentations. But as this writer reflects on the myriad problems in their life, listen to what they write in chapter 3, verses 22 to 24. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. It seems like this writer is declaring a truth, choosing to bring into focus something they believe, even if they aren't actively experiencing it, even if they don't feel like it. They remind themselves, they choose to say, God is faithful. I may have problems, but God is not the source of them. I may be sick, but it hasn't killed me because God is faithful. My car may be totaled, but I walked away from that wreck because God is faithful. I may be unhappy, but the Spirit of God is literally hovering over me, ready to remind me of the newness of every morning. And what is the result of this way of thinking? Hope. When my soul says, the Lord is my portion, when that truth takes root at the foundation of who I am, the result is not doubt or complaint. It's hope. God is faithful like a sunrise. New every morning, but the same day after day. We can seek him and find him because he doesn't abandon us. He's always there, like the moon every night, turning the tides, guiding us home. His faithfulness doesn't mean there aren't storms on the ocean. It means we can trust him in the midst of those storms. It means we can hope because the Lord has become our portion. The Hebrew word for faithfulness here is emunah. It implies steadiness and certainty. It means we can count on the Lord. If we place our trust in him, he will certainly come through. God is faithful. He has always been faithful. He is constant when our world falls apart. He is steadfast through the changes, in winter, spring, and everywhere in between. And even when we are faithless, when our humanity keeps us from acknowledging his goodness or we forget what he's done before, even when we falter, he remains faithful to his word, to his promise, to his people. Hope is a powerful thing. It can lift your head and empower you to endure, but the quality of our hope is totally dependent upon the thing we place our hope in. If we set our hopes on a person or thing that won't come through, we might be lifted for a moment, but we will ultimately be disappointed. God is faithful. He will certainly come through. Set your hope on him today and be confident that he who loves you is faithful. He will not disappoint. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.